Mexico is one of the world's deadliest countries for journalists. Three journalists have been murdered just since the beginning of this year. And one of the most dangerous places for reporters there is the state of Veracruz. That's where NPR's Carrie Kahn found journalism itself under threat.
Two police cars sit in front of the offices of El Buen Tono newspaper in Córdoba, a city of about 150,000. One was put there 4 years ago after the building was set on fire. The other, with its two state troopers, protects one of the paper's reporters 24/7.
Nosotros frecuentemente recibimos amenazas.
We frequently receive threats, says Luis Emmanuel Dominguez, El Buen Tono's top manager. He says in February, they got five calls in one day.
Los vamos a matar, los vamos a descuartizar a todos.
The guy says, we're going to kill you, chop you up, and bomb your place.
Muy fuerte.
It's very strong, he adds. On February 8th, around 2 a.m. on this quiet street in Orizaba, one of the state's smaller cities, eight armed men dressed in military uniforms burst into the house of local crime reporter Anabel Flores Salazar. They dragged her into a waiting pickup as her aunt pleaded with the assailants not to take the single mother away from her toddler and 20-day-old baby. Neighbors said they were surprised by the brazen abduction.
Veíamos a la familia así que tranquila y todo, pero...
The family always seems so calm, said an elderly man from his front door. He said he was too scared to give his name. I can't say more, he said, before slipping back inside. Salazar's tortured body was found a day after her kidnapping, just over the state line. Her hands were bound, a plastic bag wrapped around her head. She was the latest in a grim death toll. According to the group Article 19 that promotes freedom of the press around the world, 88 journalists have been killed in the past two decades in Mexico. At least a dozen of those murders have taken place in Veracruz, a sliver of a state along Mexico's Gulf Coast and home to the country's most vicious drug cartel, the Zetas. Hugo Morales Alejo knows the dangers of being a reporter in Veracruz. He was kidnapped in 2008 and tortured for 5 days.
Mi vida no ha sido igual, no, No ha sido igual en mi vida,
My life has not been the same since, he says. It's not the same. He currently publishes an online newspaper that he says provides a stable yet not lucrative living. No one is getting rich as a local reporter in Mexico. Salaries run about $350 a month, leaving many working for two or three outlets and commonly accepting money from sources for bus fare or food. Morales says some resort to being what is known as the enlace, or liaison between organized crime gangs and journalists. They tell fellow reporters what can and cannot be reported.
Siempre obedecemos. Siempre, siempre, siempre. Todos obedecemos.
And we all obey what the enlace says. Always. We always obey, adds Morales. Not all threats come from crime bosses. Luis Miguel López Meña covers politics in Orizaba. In December of 2014, he was picked up by state police and taken to a hotel for what officers told him was his protection. After 2 weeks, he says he was brought into a conference room filled with state investigators. What was most shocking was that they had this file full of my stories, and they also had information on all my relatives, he says. He was released soon after and went back to work. You know that was just to scare you, he says, his editor told him. Veracruz has been a very hostile place for journalists in the past decade, says University of Veracruz sociologist Alberto Olvera, especially under the current governor, José Duarte, who has earned a reputation for exerting fierce control over the media.
No es una prensa al servicio del lector.
This is not a press that serves its readers, nor is it a press that makes its money in the free market, says Olvera. It is a press wholly dependent on the government, he says, referring to the widespread practice of the governor making pacts or convenios with local papers in exchange for positive coverage. Both the governor's office and a special prosecutor appointed to investigate journalist murders refused to comment for this story. University Professor Olvera says without the so-called PACs, 90% of the state's papers would go under. With state finances in shambles and Governor Duarte facing multiple corruption allegations, that may soon happen. In the state capital, Jalapa, newspaper vendor Araceli Fuentes sells all 10 of the city's daily papers. She says sales are way down.
La gente perdió la credibilidad en los diarios impresos, ya no.
Fuentes says the newspapers here have lost all credibility. She says people want the news, and the papers here just don't print it anymore. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Veracruz, Mexico.